Welcome to this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. My guest on this episode is Beth Eberhardt. She is the co-director and board vice president for Southern Pickleball Academy. They are a nonprofit that is taking pickleball into the school systems. Very excited to see what's going to happen in their future. And in this podcast episode, you'll hear her talk about the magic of pickleball and their plans for the future. Beth, thank you so much for being on the podcast episode with me. I appreciate it.
Sure. Glad to be here.
We met last Saturday. Time flies. I mean, I think it was last Saturday. And I want to thank you for the way that you and your husband treated me. I was dressed. I was working on a court, so I was dressed like I'd been sleeping under a bridge. You know, I just had that. And I met your husband at the front door, and he was very kind to me. And then when I met you, I saw you across the gym. And, you know, it was just real pleasant. You know, one of those kind of connections where you go, for some reason we're supposed to meet. And now I know exactly why we're supposed to meet. So thank you so much for being so warm and welcoming to me Saturday.
Sure. I'm always eager to talk pickleball.
And you're the board member and co-director, right? At the Southern Pickleball.
What,
now tell us about it. Academy, Southern Pickleball Academy.
Right.
Which you can find, they can find it. I'll mention it at the beginning, at the end, southernpickleballacademy.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us what you guys do.
Oh my gosh. Well, we are a 501c3 charitable organization. Our main mission is growing pickleball in our schools and in our community. We have over the last year, donated pickleball equipment to 16 different schools. Well, let me take that back. It will be 16 next week. We're donated one more supply of pickleball equipment next week. That'll be 16. So we are trying to get pickleball into the schools, giving the schools the equipment they need and the support that they need. We also supply some follow-up support with the teachers if they need help learning the game or introducing the sport to their students. We can, you know, we provide some mentors for that. We have started 4 pickleball clubs in the high schools. We have, we've done a lot. We have done new player clinics. We've put on 4 different tournaments. 2 of them have been tournaments for fundraising purposes, and 2 of them have been to encourage youth to play pickleball. So, we're just trying to grow pickleball and give back to our community.
The event you had last Saturday, was that a tournament? Was it a fundraiser? What was it?
It was a tournament for youth. It was the Back to School Scramble youth tournament for ages 10 to 18. First time we've done it. You know, we've only been around for, it'll be 2 years in November. So a lot of the things that we're doing, it's the first time we've done it, but it turned out really well. We had 16 players and a lot of parents, and we put it in a scramble format because we realize a lot of these kids who've just started playing or haven't played very much probably don't have a partner that they play with. So scramble format, you don't need a partner. But the kids had a blast. We had a blast. And to top it all off, we got to meet you.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I met one of the participants on the way when they were coming in that morning. And it was a dad and a son, and they had that look in their face like he was super excited, but he had never really played before. He hadn't even told me that. And so the format you set it up in was, I've not heard of that format before, but you're doing it with the intentions of making them comfortable if they're new players.
Okay. Right. So in a scramble format, you have a certain pool and you change partners within that pool. So you just keep track of your individual scores and whoever has the highest score wins. But we had a blast. The kids really enjoyed it. It turned out really well. And I think next year it's going to grow even bigger. It can't help but grow.
Oh, I know. Beth, on the way to your car, you were like, who is this guy following me to the car? But it was very obvious that you were They're extremely passionate about the game and the impact it can have on kids. Why? What do you see about pickleball that's going to be important for the youth?
Oh my gosh. Well, pickleball is like the perfect vehicle to get kids involved in something other than their phones, their video games, the electronics that they're on. It is engaging. It is addictive. We want to change the addiction to their electronics to an addiction to pickleball. We're nefarious in that area. So yeah, it's very engaging. It's something that anybody can do. We have in one of the pickleball clubs that we have started in the high schools, a bunch of band students joined. Now, band students had not, most of them had not participated in any sport, and it was kind of obvious, but they had a blast. So it's a sport that anybody can do at any level. It's social. That is one of the key aspects of pickleball. You know, one of the problems with our youth right now, you know, there's so many of our youth are undergoing stress, anxiety. I think the CDC reported 42% of our youth have some sort of mental health or poor mental health problems. The American Psychological Association said that I think it was 42% of our youth report that they are on social media, are on their phones almost constantly. So there's a connection there. There really is. And if we can get kids involved in something that's social with real life connections, then we'll be doing a real, real good thing for our youth and our community as well. You know, there's so much loneliness out there. Pickleball is social. It's engaging. It's everywhere. You can play indoors, outdoors, you know, in your backyard or, you know, on your driveway. It's accessible. It's cheap. It doesn't take a lot to get involved in. It's just the perfect vehicle to address some of the problems that we're seeing in our youth and in our community. Physically, you know, good exercise, but also the social aspect and the mental health benefits that you can get from it.
You know, you thought about, you said something I'd not thought about before. And back when I was playing sports in high school, the band group, you know, it was the band and the athletes, and the athletes made fun of the band. And I'm sure they made fun of us too. That the fact that the band members took up pickleball and jumped in, that removes that barrier. And then the age, have you noticed that, you know, somebody can be 16 and they can be 80, 90 and play with someone that's 16 and have a blast.
Yeah. Well, pickleball is non-threatening. I mean, that's, I think, why we were able to attract kids who were not necessarily those star athletes. It's non-threatening. The name pickleball, you know, it's gotta be a fun sport with a name like pickleball, right? So let me just tell you, last night I was playing outdoors, burning hot. It was 6 o'clock at night. We have 14 outdoor courts here in Aiken. All 14 were filled. Mm-hmm. And I was playing open play with a group, and this kid comes over. He's probably 11 or 12. His name was Jacob. And I said, you know, have you been playing long? Trying to assess, you know, what kind of player he was. He said, no, not very long. I'm not very good. But we started playing, and this kid was sending blistering balls down the alley, down, you know, it was just incredible. And he, you know, somebody lobbed a ball to him, and he jumped like 15 feet high in the air, and he slammed that ball down, and it went out of bounds. And he looked at me, and he kind of shrugged his shoulders with this half smile on his face, and he said, well, sometimes you just got to have fun.
Oh, that is great. That's one way to look at it.
And I looked at him and I said, you know, Jacob, if you're not having fun, you're not doing something right when you're playing pickleball. Because the fun factor in pickleball is enormous. You just don't get that in other sports.
No, you sure don't. I live in Fort Mill, right outside TK. And the same thing, we have some courts in TK, and you used to get on them, and now you almost have to get there at 6 a.m. But my point about it is, but you can also go there at 10:30 at night, and it's filled full of high school kids having a blast. It is just such a pleasure to see what the sport's doing for the youth that are getting involved in it.
Yeah. There were a lot of teenagers out there last night, a lot of young, probably 20-ish kids, a lot of older people, such as myself, and some young kids as well. One of the things that we do every first Friday, we have a pickleball and pizza night at our open play courts, at our community courts. And this next Friday, September 6th, we're having open play, but we're focusing on families. We're saying, you know, let's have family night on the pickleball courts. So just to encourage, you know, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, everybody, all ages to come out, grandparents, you know, come out and play with your family.
Is that through your organization or it's just in Aiken?
Okay,
because I've not heard of pickleball and pizza. It's neat.
Well, you need to come.
About it.
No, it's just something we do. It's not a fundraiser. We supply the pizza. We usually put a jar out for donations to cover the cost of the pizza. We put out the pizza after about an hour of play, and you know, whoever wants pizza can come get pizza, and we have loaner paddles. We have balls that people, you know, if they're brand new to the sport, there's always people there who, if they're brand new, we'll have one of our more experienced players go show them the ropes. So it's just a fun time to introduce more people in the community to this great sport.
If you grow up in athletics or in a club, because you have that, you have a real appreciation for youth being together.
Yeah.
Or in the setting. Where does that come from? You have a...
Well, I never played any sports. Mm-hmm. I've always been active. I like to hike. I like to kayak. I do a lot of things outdoors. Matter of fact, I'm a part-time environmental educator. But I am a retired teacher, and that's where my love and understanding of kids comes in. I taught in the public schools, elementary level, for 25 years. And I still teach through a science center here in town. Part-time, I do environmental education. I get to go outside with kids and have fun with them outdoors, get them all excited, and then send them home. Best job in the world.
Yeah, I want to encourage the parents out there, because I was in a club like you mentioned, and you're obviously a teacher that cares very much for the kids. Is you know, club situations like that with the right kind of environment can save so many kids from getting in trouble. It's a support group when they're having troubles at home. I don't know if you notice it sometimes as a teacher, but I assume you can kind of pick up on signs where there might be a little bit of trouble at home. Mm-hmm. And they may not tell you, but I was in a club during a time when I was in that place. Life could have been completely different without having a group of people around me. And pickleballs, I'm an ex-tennis player, and tennis players maybe go, but pickleball's so much more, impactful than tennis was for me, because it's so social and easy to pick up.
It is. It's all about connections, connecting those kids. You know, we're connecting them with other adults who can play an important part in their life. You know, give them someone, you know, it's one thing to have a close relationship with the parents, but sometimes these teenagers, you know, they're looking to expand and not wanting to listen to those parents who've been telling them what to do all the time. So another adult in their life. Connections in a non-threatening environment. So I really see that pickleball is the perfect vehicle for that.
How do you get into new communities? How do you find them?
They find us.
They find you. How far do you want to spread out? Are you just in Aiken area? Or?
So far, we have managed just to stay within the Aiken area. Now, we have started to expand a little bit into Augusta, which is, you know, about 15 miles away over the border, Augusta, Georgia. There's been a school over there that deals with neurodiverse students that, yeah, SOAR Academy, that have asked. We did a new player clinic for them. We're actually starting a pickleball. Actually, well, I put them in contact with someone who is helping them start a pickleball club or a team for their school. So far, we're a small organization. We have just a handful of people, but we are looking to eventually expand. We've got some new programs underway. We're starting up some scholarships this year, and we're going to keep it within Aiken County for now just to make sure that we get the process right. But offering pickleball scholarships to graduating seniors for post secondary education, whatever, it could be trade school, it could be cosmetic school, whatever, cosmetology, it doesn't matter. But the purpose of the scholarship is to encourage students who have shown initiative and leadership in growing pickleball. So kids who really go out there, who help out in tournaments, who participate in tournaments, who start clubs, who encourage others. So we're looking to get the kids to help grow the sport as well and get more kids involved through this scholarship.
Now that is a great idea. That's another one I'd not heard of yet. So you would help pay their tuition wherever they decide to go, and you see them as almost a catalyst of growing pickleball and where they're going. That
Oh,
is a wonderful idea.
absolutely. Yeah, we hope to have five scholarships this year within the Aiken County area. Another program that we are just starting to roll out, and we are super excited about this. It's called First Paddle. So it's a youth program to teach kids in an 8-week program to teach kids pickleball, but meshing in with that character qualities, sportsmanship, integrity. All of those honesty, leadership, all of those life skills meshed into teaching pickleball. So First Paddle, and we are looking to expand that all over.
Okay, I'm gonna have to ask more about that one. I've not heard that done either before yet.
Oh
I've not
no,
heard
we
that done before either. How's that gonna work? How's that gonna happen? Because that's a great idea. How are you
Well,
gonna do?
we are working on getting a venue and an instructor. We will have mentors, depending, one mentor for every four kids. So one pickleball court, a mentor, and then a pro who goes, who helps along the way. We will have lesson plans that have, they're like I said, they're part teaching the sport, but also have some character building activities built into the lessons, so as they go. So that's our plan. Like I say, we are just now rolling it out. We're making some contacts to get that going as far as a venue and an instructor, a professional, a certified PPR or whatever instructor, and then we'll start promoting it. And yeah, we're looking to grow it way beyond the Aiken County area.
That's one that you could grow even faster than the other ones because it sounds to me like you're in a development program, find the instructors, find a way to get the paddles. That's a way you could grow that one outside of Aiken relatively quickly. You
Oh
find the instructors.
yeah, we have chapters in various locations. We'd have the format set up and it'd just be like, here's the program. Train people in it, and yeah.
Where do you see pickleball going?
Well, I've heard talk it will be in the 2032 Olympics in Sydney, Australia. A lot of people, that's their motivation. That's not my motivation. I just want to get more people involved in this sport because it is such a unique sport for everybody, all ages, all socioeconomic levels, all ethnicities. It's just like the perfect sport.
Breaks down almost every barrier.
It really does. And, you know, you find yourself on a court with somebody with a totally different viewpoint, totally different background, and yet you're sharing something in common and you're making those connections. You know, that's, you know, our society anymore is so divided. You know, we need something that'll bring people together. And that's where I see the value of pickleball really, really is.
I've made some of the best friends I've ever made in my life through pickleball. And we don't know much about, we don't know anything about our political beliefs, our back. We don't know any, we just know that we're on the court together and we love spending time together. It's the simplest of, you know, I don't know how to say it. It's just, it's joy.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I have lived in Aiken all my life. And over the last, I don't even know how long I've been playing, 7 years, 8 years, I have gotten more people as contacts on my phone through pickleball, friends that I know. And I started out putting their last name as pickleball to make it easy.
Oh, you're not the only one. Oh, okay. Pickleball.
Well, now I have their last names and I can tell you something about each one of them. I know, you know, where they're from, what they used to do, you know, what their background is, what their interests are. You know, Aiken has a lot of horse people, so I can point you to the carriage riders. I can point you to the eventers. I can point you to the show. You know, you just learn a lot about people because it is such a social event, such a social sport. You're playing doubles on a court. You're taking a break. You're talking to people. Let's go out for lunch afterward. You know, let's, we have a lot of, just get togethers.
I am speaking to the parents now that would be listening to this. Please get your youth involved somehow in this sport. Cause it is a very unique, I've played a lot of sports, but I've never played one like this one for bringing people together. And it's so needed. What's the best way that someone can help you?
Well, if you live in town, we could always use bodies on the ground. but beyond that, we need sponsors. You know, we've got some local businesses that have sponsored us. We have donated more than $21,000 worth of equipment this year. We want to do even more. We want to expand our scholarship program. We want to expand this first paddle program. And it's going to take some sponsors. It's going to take some businesses, some corporations to sponsor us and to see what we're doing is valuable. You know, when we first got started with this whole charity part of this organization, people looked at us like, what? A pickleball charity? No, uh-uh. There's other, you know, there's food charities, you know, there's food banks, there's clothing closets. There's all these other needs that are way more important than pickleball. And those are very valuable. And we donate to a lot of them. A matter of fact, we had a fundraiser called Red, White, and Pickleball on July 3rd, where we raised 430 pounds of canned food for our local food bank. So, you know, those kind of charities are wonderful. They all serve a wonderful purpose, but pickleball does too. Mm-hmm. Pickleball has that power. It really does have the power to bring people together to help their physical as well as their mental health, and really grow, help us grow as a community, grow together and form those connections. So sponsors, yeah, we could really benefit and grow our program if we had more sponsors.
Okay. I'll put the link into the show notes and we've started putting this podcast on YouTube. So we're going to put it out.
Awesome.
On our website on YouTube. So we'll do all we can to spread the word. Anything else you'd like to say to someone watching?
Just that, you know, we are very lucky here in Aiken. We've had a lot of people come before us that really built the pickleball community. I think the originators, the founding members of pickleball in Aiken, or the Beckners, and they moved to Aiken, but the wife said, I'm not moving to this town unless I can play pickleball. And that was probably 20 years ago, and it has just grown. And there have been a number of people who've really helped develop the courts, develop the system for managing the indoor play at the rec center. So, you know, we're standing on the shoulders, really, of a lot of work, a lot of hard work that has gone into this. But we really see that what we're doing is going to grow pickleball in such a big way and for such a big need.
Sure will. And again, it was such a pleasure meeting your passion for the youth and passion for the sport. Showed up immediately. And it continued all the way when I followed you out to your car and kept talking for 45 minutes. So thank you so much for being a guest on. And hang on afterwards for me, because we have some stuff that we're working on together. So thank you so much, Beth.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And this concludes another episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. You can find Beth Everhart at southernpickleballacademy.org.